Here's another story out of Colombia, a very different one. If you look at a map of South America, you'll notice that Colombia and Venezuela are neighbors. And with Venezuela's economy now in free fall, many there are struggling with extreme shortages of food and medicine. So now Venezuelans are doing what Colombians did a lot at the height of their civil war. They're crossing the border looking for a better life. Luis Gaijo in the Colombian capital Bogota says you can really feel the Venezuelan presence now.
The first thing you notice are the restaurants. Driving around a friend's neighborhood, we spot five different Venezuelan places within three blocks.
There's a boom of restaurants that has areperas. 10 years ago, you have only one arepera in Bogotá. But nowadays, you have an arepera everywhere.
That's Gustavo Cruz, a Venezuelan who runs a restaurant here with his father. He's talking about arepas, a corn flatbread popular in both countries. Bogotá is awash in Venezuelan areperas, a testament to the recent influx of Venezuelan migrants and their visibility in the city's public life.
If you want to check the numbers of the Venezuelans, I mean, it's increased a lot.
By almost 40% between 2010 and 2015. And that's just those who came with legal papers. Many more have crossed the border and stayed. I went to check out a new trendy barber shop across the street from my apartment in Bogotá. The guy who cuts my hair is Gustavo Candiri. He's Venezuelan and arrived in Bogotá less than a year ago. The shop was noisy, so I asked him to step outside.
We had a critical health situation there because my wife had a high-risk pregnancy and the hospitals weren't equipped to treat her. There is no medicine because of the shortages Venezuela is going through. Doctors told me that they couldn't guarantee my wife's or the baby's life, and that was the biggest reason to leave the country.
Once in Colombia, his wife was able to get the medical treatment she needed. Their son was born healthy in a Bogota hospital last March. Candiri says he owned a small business back in Venezuela. Here in Colombia, he worked odd jobs until he got hired as a barber. He tells me it's hard to start all over. He says many Venezuelans are doing what he's done.
Mi pueblo está pasando por un momento triste.
My country is going through a very sad time. The government is killing us with hunger.
He says Colombia has been good to him and his family, and he's grateful. But it used to be all the way around. In the 1970s and 80s, many Colombians fled violence and economic stagnation and headed to Venezuela, which was experiencing an oil boom. Up to 4 million Colombians made the move to Venezuela during that time. Now, that population flow has reversed. At the barbershop, I also speak with the owner, Camila Rincón. She says she's hired two Venezuelans to work at her shop.
I have no problem hiring Venezuelans. I think they come to do honest work.
She says it's hard to read in the news about what's happening in Venezuela these days. And she's happy to help out her neighbors.
And that's life. You never know how it's going to turn out. Today we do it for them, tomorrow they might do it for us.
I asked Camila if she thinks most Colombians feel the same way about the new wave of migrants coming from next door. She says she thinks so, at least for now.
Maybe if too many come. Problems like unemployment might get worse. Maybe crime will go up. Things could get more complicated, but we can't generalize.
That's what I hear when I grab an Uber ride with Juan Camilo Diaz. He tells me Colombia has been invaded by Venezuelans.
Colombia está invadido de venezolanos.
But he's okay with that.
Pues llegó el momento de devolverles ese favor.
I think it's time for us to return the favor. When they had a solid economy, they received people from everywhere, and they helped many Colombians get ahead in life.
I ask him what if more Venezuelans start driving Uber cars and became his competition.
They have families to feed, too. It would be mean to not let them be my competitors. They have a right to work and eat.
For the world, Luis Gallo, Bogota, Colombia.